First Amendment and All American Station.
A division of Insane Broadcasting.
Renegade Radio.
KQQZ St. Louis.
This portion of the Bob Romanek Grim Reaper of Radio is brought to you by NAME, the National Association for Majority Equality, a national organization established to fight for and preserve equality for every American, regardless of race.
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio. Here at KQQZ 1190 AM, we like to have fun. But on a very serious note, you have probably noticed the very unorthodox way that we operate this radio station. We do things quite differently, probably unlike any other radio station in the universe. In the radio world, dead airspace is the worst thing that could ever happen. But here at KQQZ 1190 AM, we think sometimes that dead airspace and silence is good. No, great, especially when it gives us time to remember our loved ones who have passed on before us. Too often, we are too busy to take a moment out of our hectic day to remember our loved ones. KQQZ will now have a minute of dead airspace, a minute of silence, if you will. So please, take this time to remember the loved ones that we will never forget. It will certainly make your day a whole lot better. If you don't appreciate the minute of silence to honor our loved ones that have passed on before us, or if you're offended by the silence, then please tune to another station. And after you've tuned to another station because of our silence, don't come back. Because our radio family here at KQQZ really don't want you as a listener. Now, KQQZ's Minute of Silence. KQQZ 1190 AM sincerely thanks you for your patience and decency. Now, back to our regular scheduled programming.
Beware. Beware. This is a warning. The Grim Reaper of Radio, Bob Romanek, with his off-the-record show is about to air. He's probably the nastiest and craziest son of a bitch that you've ever had the misfortune to encounter. The Grim Reaper show will be very controversial and probably quite tasteless. If you are even slightly offended by controversial matter concerning religion, racial matters, politics, or life's problems, you are hereby warned to turn this program off immediately. The Grim Reaper show will be, like his face, very scary and very ugly. At this time, not proudly, but shamefully presents to you, Bob Romanek, the craziest son of a bitch on the radio today.
nurses all gathered round, and they gazed in wide wonder at the joy they had found. The head nurse spoke up, said, "Leave this one alone." She could tell right away that I was bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Bad. Bad. Bad to the bone.
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM, insane broadcasting at its finest, America's by-state voice of freedom. People, hear me, America's by-state voice of freedom, and we will speak free today and every day. Renegade Radio. And as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot. Side. This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio. And you're listening to a screwed up version. We made some changes here and we're just trying to work through them. So, and people, please try to work with us. You know, what's good about my show today and every day, you never know where I'm going. Because until I sit here, I don't know where I'm going. So, it makes it interesting to some people and not so interesting to others. And for those that are not interested, as always, turn it, son of a bitch, off. I get tired of saying that crap. But what you will get from me is the honest truth. Now, it may not be filtered. It may be unfiltered and it may be a little nasty and it may not be to your liking. But again, you don't have to listen. You hear all the disclaimers before we come on. But I have to say, the people that talk to me out on the street, both black and white, thank me for what I'm doing, and I tell them, you don't have to thank me. I'm not doing anything. All I'm doing is telling the truth. All I'm doing is giving you what you need to know, because as always, we are War Radio Network. We are the one and only War Radio Network, White Awareness Radio. We want to keep the white people informed in this ever-changing violent world. Now, the niggers will say it's racist, because we're trying to take care of the whites. But BET television, all the black entertainment groups, black lawyers, black judges, black nurses associations, that's okay. I see nothing wrong with that because they want to have their race represented. I want to have my race represented, but when you want to have your race represented and you're white, then you're a no count, no good, good for nothing racist. And it just pisses me off. Lines are always open. We are America's voice of freedom. Definitely, you hear me, the Patriot, because we love this great country and all the freedoms that it gives all of us. You can call toll-free 1-888-394-1430. On the east side, 394-1190. Hey, I want to start off in Belleville. This goofy-ass Eckert, our mayor, our failed mayor, Maximus Vaginus, the big pussy, Mark Eckert, he's already gearing up for his 2021 election. Hell, we haven't even had the 2020 presidential elections. It's still 2019. But this idiot, he's worried and he's got 15, 20 local leaders behind him. And I hear he's going around telling everybody that he, Eckert, has backed Kern down and put Kern in his place. Kern is the, I call him the big faggot. He's a the failed St. Clair County board chairman, and they had a fight, and Eckert actually won the fight. The county board chairman, Mark the big faggot Kern, actually got knocked down a few steps, and now they say that Eckert's saying that how he's backed Kern down and Kern's not going to be against him. So Kern, I guess you lost this one, big boy, or little boy, or whatever kind of boy you are, and I know you won't call, but Eckert is running for election for mayor, and he's already announced his candidacy, in essence. He's already gearing up for the 2021 Belleville mayor's election. Now, that shows you what an egotistical, no-count, low-life, good-for-nothing bastard he is. All he's done the last 6-8 years is screw this town up. Going to be a splash park next year. They're going to have lights downtown. They're going to have this. You should have done it 15, 20 years ago, 25 years ago. Maybe you would have kept the white people around the Belleville area. But nothing was ever done. The niggers started, not the proud blacks, as always. Keep them out of the equation. The niggers moved in. The whites started moving out in droves. And for anybody to say Belleville's safe, and I'm not talking bad about our police department, because the Belleville Police Department is a great department. Now, they've got a couple bums with badges, but every walk of life does. But they've done a great job, but they haven't had much to work with. And the situation's just getting worse and worse and worse. You can't drive through Belleville at night without seeing nothing but a bunch of niggers shuffling and hustling down the streets of Belleville. Now, you can say what you want, Eckert. You can talk about me all you want, and that's okay. I appreciate all the exposure that I get from all you guys. Good, bad, or indifferent, it's good for me. But to have you say that Belleville is safe, to have you say that people can get out in Belleville and safe when there's robberies at the Schnuck store, when your daughter finds a dead body in the street, when your wife gets robbed at your flower shop, and you say how safe it is, I say once, say it 1,000 times, the blood of anybody's body that gets in trouble and gets hurt in Belleville, their blood is on your hands, Eckert. Because you flim-flam these people to think, whoa, it's primarily safe, and it's not safe. And all you have to do is say, hey, it's not really safe in Belleville. It's not all my fault. Some of it's my fault. But the politicians in the past have screwed it up, too. Be safe out there. Watch yourself. But no, you're not going to do that. Oh, Belleville's safe, and it's getting safer, getting new businesses downtown Belleville. Now, Ben Franklin, the big stores are moving out. They're all moving out. And they're having a pretzel store move in, a penny candy store move in, a escape room move in. Now that tells you, well, and I think there'll be a couple hair braiding places and maybe a nail place. And don't forget a little drive-through Chinese carryout. Got to have those in a floundering town. And that's what Belleville is. You can drive all around Belleville and see it. Now, he's going to say I'm a no good son of a bitch, and I am. But he can't say I'm lying. Now, he can say it. But he's a damn liar for saying it, because I'm not lying. Belleville is not safe. But anyway, I just thought I wanted to bring that up, that he's running for mayor of Belleville again in 2021, and he's already started his campaign. So that shows you. See, he wants to get these commitments before it gets too late, so people can commit to maybe one of Kern's people. And I think that if Mark Kern doesn't run somebody against Eckert, he really is a big faggot. He is really a no-good son of a bitch after he got the hell beat out of him in the alderman election. And he's going to sit back, him and Bob, I'd rather piss in my pants than piss in a urinal sprague. These guys are going to lay down for a little minor mayor's job in Belleville. They're going to let the mayor of Belleville beat them. Well, we're going to see where that goes. I read, and again, you don't know where I'm going, because I don't know where I'm going, but Bella Thorne, she's a Disney star, a former Disney Channel star. She's coming out now. You know, we've got heterosexual, homosexual, bisexual, metrosexual. Now, she's coming out as pan, P-A-N, pansexual. And that means you like what you like. Now, what kind of crap is that? We all must be pansexual, because I like what I like. I don't like liver and onions. You think I'm going to eat liver and onions, you stupid bitch? But she came out in a television interview Monday revealing that her love isn't based on gender, sexual identity, or sexuality. She says, what I do, I approach my dating life as you like what you like. I think everybody since the dawn of time has dated approached their dating life as you like what you like. I don't know what kind of crap that is. I'm actually pansexual, she says. And I didn't know that. Someone explained to me really thoroughly what it is, she revealed in a book on Good Morning America. Now, Good Morning America is going to have an interview with an ignorant bitch that says she's pansexual. She likes what she likes. They must have been starved for some kind of content on their show that day. But she says she's currently in a relationship with a male. She was in a relationship with a female before. But she's telling you that she is pansexual, which means you like what you like. Now, how crazy are we getting in this country? How crazy are we getting in this country when we got to come up with new names? You like what you like. So, you know, you like what you like because you're a human being. You like what you like because you like what you like. But she's going to come out on national television and say that she's pansexual. Now, I don't know if that word's, somebody, if they would look it up, I don't think that word's in the dictionary, but it could be, but I kind of doubt it. Hey, I want to go to our greatest friends, the four ladies of color, our four ladies of color in our Congress, and what an ignorant bitches they all are. Now, one of them, I believe, Tlaib, she wants minimum wage to be $20 an hour. Do you hear me, people? She wants minimum wage to be $29, not $15 an hour. Hell with that $15 an hour crap. Are you crazy? We want $20 an hour for our people. And, you know, they all talk that crap. They talk that crap on TV, and that gets everybody all worked up. Yeah, I agree. I agree with the congressman. Tlaib wants $20 an hour for our minimum wage. Now, I'll be damned, $20 an hour, you'll get people with master's degrees, because there's a lot of people with master's degrees that aren't making $20 an hour in the social service sector of our community. But she wants $20 an hour minimum wage. And, you know, with $20 an hour minimum wage, there may be, instead of the 30 people working at a store or 25, there'll be three, there'll be four. They're all going to have these kiosks. You people know that. We're getting away from brick and mortar. Don't invest in any shopping centers in the next 10, 15, 20 years, because you know they're going by the wayside. They're about ready to shut down Alton Mall. St. Clair Square has lost Sears, and they're going to lose more. So these brick and mortar stores, especially for these millennials, they don't want to get, they're not going to get up off the couch. Hell, they'll just get on their computer, because they're whizzes with computers. They'll just get on their computer and they'll order whatever they want to order. So brick and mortar stores are going to go by the wayside, and you're going to see all these fast food stores, if they keep fighting for the minimum wage to go up to $15, $20 an hour, there's going to be less employees if the businesses have to pay $20 an hour. But doesn't everyone understand, if they get $20 an hour in a restaurant, you're going to be paying $30 for a hamburger. You're going to be paying $40 for a steak. You people understand that. Even the people that work for minimum wage, you guys know what's going on. And these minimum wage jobs, they were never meant to be life-supporting positions. These are entry positions for high school and college kids that are trying to get a degree so they can move on to bigger and better things. I don't understand it. I do not understand why people even address situations like this, $15, $20 an hour. Every time something goes up, we pay for it. Pritzker, the great, great new governor, Democratic governor of Illinois, they raised the gas tax 100%. Gas was $2.63. The day after it was put into a law, July the 1st, it was $2.85, $2.86. Who the hell you think's going to pay for all these increases in products. It's not going to be the business people because they have their bills to pay. It's going to be us, whether you have a minimum wage job or you make $1 million a year. When they play with that minimum wage, a hamburger is going to be $2, $2.50, $3 at McDonald's instead of a dollar. And you people on minimum wage, you guys are going to suffer even more than the people that have money. It just, it amazes me that they're pushing that out. But see, they can do that and they can get, not a vast majority, but they can get some people to agree with it. And so now this Tlaib, she's saying, yeah, we have to have $20 an hour. Now, people are talking about it, good, bad, or indifferent, but guess what? She's a Democrat. She's a Democrat from Michigan. Her name's getting out there, and to her, that's all it counts. Now, she knows it's never going to fly. It's the old okey-fadoke. She knows it's never going to fly, but she doesn't give a damn because she's out there saying there should be $20 an hour, and she's fighting for that for all the people. She's one congresswoman that represents a little section, I say a little section of Michigan, but she can sit there and tout that forever now. Oh, there's Tlaib, Congressman Tlaib. She's for $20 an hour. We love her. You know, we want $20 an hour. We want $20 an hour. And everybody knows that's not going to happen. It's not going to happen today. It's not going to happen tomorrow. Now, they're talking about raising minimum wage to $15 an hour by 2025. Now, I'm not an economic expert, but that's 5-6 years off. I would think maybe in 5-6 years, with the way the economy's going, with the way they're jacking up prices, with the way the taxes are going up, I would think maybe at that time, it'll be a realistic figure, 15, maybe 13, $14 an hour, but that's 5 or 6 years off. That's a lot of time for our economy to go one way or the other. And the rate it's going, I don't know which way it's going to go. You know, Mueller's testimony's coming up. He's going to be before Congress on tomorrow, on Wednesday. Robert Mueller, you know, he's the one that had the special investigation about the impeachment of Trump. And big headlines in the post-disgrace. Trump says he'll watch, in parentheses, a little of the Mueller on TV. He's going to watch the whole thing. But see, they want to make Trump look bad. Every little thing Trump does is bad. But Tlaib can say $20 an hour and fire up people about, now we want $20 an hour. There'll be pickets all throughout the United States. But when Trump says anything, it's always bad. He says, I'm not going to be watching it probably. Maybe I'll see a little bit of it, Trump told reporters. You know, and Trump's the kind of president, he's kind of like Ronald Reagan in that respect. He kind of makes fun of everybody. He kind of jokes around. You know, he's not as staunch and as politically correct maybe as Bill Clinton or even Barack Obama. I say politically correct, not really correct, just politically correct. You know, they had the presidential. They had the presidential image. And I don't know what they say by presidential image, but I like Trump when he craps around with everybody. But again, everything he says, everything he does, they run with and they say it's bad. Now, let everybody else talk about killing him. Nobody cares. Let Snoop Doggy Dogg, who's going to be in Springfield, Illinois, talk about killing him in a picture with him shooting Trump in the head. Makeshift, of course, nothing real. But that's okay. He can go to the state fair in Springfield and we as taxpayers can pay him. But don't let him say, go back to where you come from. Get the hell out of here if you don't like America. That's what Trump says. And man, they've been on him for what, a month? Front page just about every other day. It just goes to show you that you can't be Trump and be right, because it ain't never going to happen. Now, you know, I talk about race. I talk about religion. I talk about politics. Matter of fact, I'll talk about anything I want to talk about because I can. There's the Belleville News Slimocrap, Sunday's paper, day before yesterday's. Front page, top fold, Lizzie Like, born in Belleville in 1919, still considers Belleville her home. Now we got a picture of her, and Mark the Big Pussy, Maximus Vaginus Eckert, the mayor, the failed mayor of Belleville, Illinois, he's got his hands on her, bending over on her shoulder, bending over, talking to her. But you know what the first line of this is? As a black girl growing up in Belleville, Doris Lyke didn't have the same opportunities as white children in the 20s. Why? And here's what she says at the end, and I respect her for this. But as a woman approaching her 100th birthday, she expresses no bitterness. Do you hear me, people? No bitterness. Now, it pisses me off on one end that they have to start off with the racial aspect. But it really makes me feel good, and I want to salute Doris Lyke. Because what does she say? And 100 years old, you know she was discriminated against. You know, back in the day, the white people were wrong. But see, we're not back in the day. We're in today. So we can remember it. We can think bad about it. But we don't owe anybody anything as a white community. We did nothing wrong. But I like what she says. She expresses no bitterness. But you get these niggers, these low-life, no-count, good-for-nothing niggers, that are walking the streets all throughout Illinois and Missouri, especially North St. Louis, 15, 20, 25 years old, we owe them everything. Yeah, you owe us reparations. You owe us this. Those kids have every opportunity to get a good education. They've had an opportunity to get a good education and then get a good job. They've had the opportunity through all these programs that the white people have put out to better their lives. But they're not doing it. But they want reparations. Now, here's a 100-year-old woman who says she shows and expresses no bitterness for what went on in her life. Now, she knew things were wrong. We knew things were wrong. But she's not going to let that bitterness ruin her life. And I don't think she let it ruin her life. There's a lot of nice pictures in the paper. And it tells about her delivery at home. But I don't know, and I know she's 100 years old, and congratulations, hope you live another 100, but I don't know why that would be front page, top fold, in the only newspaper in the Metro East area, in Sunday's big paper, why this would take half the front page and all of page two. I don't understand that for the life of me, other than, as always, they want to push the black agenda. They want to push that she didn't get what she needed back in the day. And that's what the media does today. That's what the media does today. They want to push that racial crap. And you know why they push the racial crap? So they can report on the racial crap. There's so much crap going over in St. Louis. Here, I'm going to go get off on the subject just a little bit. You guys probably watch Channel 5, 4, 2. They've talked about these three gals that have been killed, two in Washington Park and one in North St. Louis. They talked about it all day Saturday, at the end of Saturday or Sunday. They talked about it all day yesterday. They've recycled it in the news today. They've recycled it in the news today, this morning. And they talked to family members, and I've said it in no disrespect to the deceased, but, oh, she was a great gal. Oh, she was this. Oh, everybody loved them. Everybody loves everybody when they die. Have you noticed that? Have you ever heard anybody being interviewed on TV when somebody dies, whether the interview is from family or friends? Have you ever heard anybody say, that's a no good, rotten, good for nothing son of a bitch, and we're glad he's dead? Now, you know what a lot of people are thinking, but the news media, they're not going to put it on. I'd put it on, and I've told people, I don't go to funerals. If I didn't respect somebody in life, I'm not going to disrespect them in death and go to a funeral and act like I give a damn. The only thing I give a damn about when I'm at my enemy's funeral is I feel sorry for the family, because most of their family members are decent people, and I know they're hurting, and I feel for their hurt. I feel for their loss. But to come out and say, oh, yeah, what a great guy. What? No, no, no. If you were a bum when you were alive, you can be laying there dead and you're still a bum. But it just amazes, what amazes me more than that, they make it a big segment. They sit down with this gal that got killed down in Mississippi, two hot little gals, her friends. They show a picture of all three hotties in some kind of outfits showing their boobs. That's okay. And the two are sitting there and there's water in the background and one of the local news guys are talking to them. Oh, yeah, she was a great gal. We used to do this, used to do that. And I got to say, with all due respect to the victim's family, and I feel for them, I don't give a damn what they used to do. This is local news that goes all out to 3-4 million people. I mean, I understand the death. But I don't give a damn that they used to all play ping pong and they used to go out and have a couple drinks and they used to. And that's not only once. They've recycled it 3 and 4 and 5 times. Now, I have to tell you, being an ex-police officer, ex-homicide detective in East St. Louis and the chief of police in Washington Park, 2 of the 3 girls that were found dead, one in East St. Louis, and there were 2 in Washington Park in the last few days, so there's 3. 2 of the 3 were decent-looking white gals. Now, why do you think a white gal, and I don't want to cast any bad light on the family of these victims because they don't deserve it, but I'm not casting a bad light. I'm telling the truth. What do you think a white gal's doing down in East St. Louis to get killed? 30-year-old white gal. What do you think a white gal's doing in Washington Park late at night to get killed? Now, nobody other than me wants to bring that up. I can bet what they were doing, and you good people out there can bet what they were doing, and I just about guarantee you that we'd win the bet. We don't want to go into all that because these ladies are deceased. But nobody ever other than me, nobody ever wants to present and give you guys all the story. Like Paul Harvey, I'll give you the rest of the story. Channel 542, the newspapers, they don't want to do that. Makes them look bad. Well, we don't give a damn about looking good or bad. We give a damn about getting the truth from the news media. And you people know that you never, ever, ever get the truth. Callers, hold on. We'll get back with you. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM, insane broadcasting at its finest, America's bi-state voice of freedom, Renegade Radio, and as always, we are proud, very, very, you hear me, very proud to be the Patriot.
From KQQZ 1190 AM, St. Louis, Missouri, USA, you're listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio.
This program intended for mature audiences.
The only thing worse than listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, is perhaps getting your head severed. But then some will say it's a toss-up. Now, back to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio.
Who let the dogs out?
Was spiced, the party was bumping.
Hey-ya.
And everybody having a ball.
Hey-ya.
Until the fellas started name calling.
Hey-ya.
And the girls respond to the call. Hey-ya. I heard a poor one shout out.
Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out?
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM, insane broadcasting, America's bi-state voice of freedom, Renegade Radio, and as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot.
Choose it. There ain't no way we're losing. This is our life.
Welcome, welcome back to the dark side. This is Bob Romantic, the craziest, no goodest, rottenest son of a bitch that you'll ever want to hear on the radio. Thanks, callers, for holding on. Go ahead, Steve. You're on the dark side.
Just had a couple of comments, one of which is if you're whoring and you're using drugs and you're running with niggers, there's a good chance you're going to end up dead.
That's just a general statement, right, Steve?
Yes, that's just a general statement.
Okay.
It's not, you know, to any particular area.
I agree.
If you're involved in those type of activities, there's a good chance you're going to end up face down in a ditch somewhere.
Here, Steve, I want to say, let me cut you off and we'll bring you back. I want to say, as the chief of Washington Park, you can't believe how many white gals came down to Washington Park. I'm not casting in this light on the ladies that were killed down there, but how many white gals come down there? I got a gal out of a trailer. Her parents come down, were crying, hot, beautiful, 18-year-old blonde from up in Effingham. She was screwing 6 or 7 greasy niggers just to get drugs. Now, you know how bad that is, and that happens all the time, and people who don't think it does, they're crazy. But go ahead, Steve.
And my other point is, I'm beginning to think that the liberals are done with the niggers. I think they've outlived their usefulness, and I say this because they're trying to intermingle them with whites and breed them out of existence. They abort them by the thousands, and they let them kill each other in the inner cities. But yet they want to open the borders and bring a new brown skin in, a new different minority in. And I think that's their new social project. And I think they'll let these Hispanics come in, and when they're done with the inner city niggers, because that's where these Hispanics are probably going to gravitate to because they can hide in those areas, when they give the word, the Hispanics will wipe the niggers out.
Yeah, hey, Steve, thanks for the call, and you're probably right, but I have to somewhat disagree with you. I don't think the liberals want the blacks away from them. I think they're the ones continue that Trump's a racist. I think they fear losing a lot of black support in the 2020 presidential election, because I think at one poll, and I don't really believe in polls, but it said 35% of the blacks were supportive of Trump, because those are the proud blacks who understand what's going on, who understand that the economy's better, who understands that Trump is not a racist. So I somewhat disagree with you. I don't think the liberals, you're right, I don't think the liberals like the niggers. I don't think they like them at all, but I think they want to use them, and I think they're trying to do a decent job. But at the end of the day, I think they'll get the nigger vote. I think they'll get the nigger vote all day long. But I think these 35% that maybe this poll is saying are the proud black people who bust their ass every day, who work hard, who want to make America great again. I think those are the people that that Trump's concerned with, and I think they're going to be beneficial to him come 2020. Steve, thank you very much for the call. Go ahead, Lou. You're on the dark side.
Yeah, Bob, thanks for taking my call. I just got a couple of comments. First of all, I agree with the previous caller, man. No question about it, you know. Those girls are going to mess around with them. That's typically what's going to happen, you know. That's been going on for years and years. But anyway, you know, in regards to the killing of the children that's been killed lately in the black neighborhoods and the nigger neighborhoods, I mean, but nobody wants to talk about how these kids end up getting killed, when really it all boils down to it's a revenge type of killing, Bob. Even though I don't have any type of evidence or anything, but, you know, the word on the street is what they do now is all revenge killing. And, I mean, they're as low as it comes. But they don't want to talk about that because it's going to scare society.
You know what, Lou, I somewhat agree with you. And by revenge killings, I think it's usually to do with drugs. Now, they can, and thanks for the call, Lou. I appreciate it as always. They want to talk their crap, these politicians. They won't be honest, but it's got to do with drugs. Somebody gets involved in a drug deal and gets screwed out of $2, they're going to go and they're going to shoot the house up with the people that screwed them out of the $2. They don't care if they kill a 2-year-old innocent baby or a 3-year-old or a 10-year-old. All they want to do is revenge, and you're right. But I say at the end of the day, and I'll say it today and every day, it pisses me off so much. Pisses me off so much when all the killings all throughout the black community and the nigger community, like you said, Lou, nobody says anything. You get a little play in the news media and the mom will say, oh, I loved him and blah, blah, blah. And it's over with. It's over with. But let a white policeman do something bad to a black person, not even kill him, to hit him one time too many in a fight or push him in a car too hard. Man, there's a national revolt. There's national protest. They want to tear down. They want to destroy everything. But see, that's not the proud black. As always, keep them out of the equation. That's the niggers. These niggers got a bad... I don't think these niggers are but about half human, and I mean that. There ain't something right with them. There is something that isn't right when they've got every opportunity to go to school, to get a good education, and don't say since 1990, plus minus, that the niggers haven't had the opportunity to get a good education, which equates usually to a good job afterwards. But it's always, give us something. We want reparations. You remember slavery. No, I don't remember slavery. Just what little I read in the books and the statues I see. And now, with them wanting to take everything out of the books and knock down all these statues, I'm not going to remember, or future generations aren't going to remember what slavery really is. And the niggers do that, people. And take it from me. The niggers do that because then they can reinvent what slavery was all about. They want to take our history and they want to eradicate our history so they can make their own history. I don't think it's going to happen. I say this today and every day. I think the proud white and proud black community, at some point in time, they're going to say, enough's enough. We've had it. And I think these niggers, and I think it's pretty much, maybe I say, right around the corner, because I've talked to enough white people the last year, year and a half, and I think I've provoked. And people listen to me in every state in the union. They listen on their podcasts. They listen on their telephones. Thanks to the newspapers in St. Louis who gave me 10 nasty editorials, which gets through the Associated Press, and everybody sees them throughout the country. And they're saying, who's this crazy son of a bitch that's saying nigger all day long? I'm not saying nigger all day long. I'm saying nigger when I think nigger needs to be said. But it just pisses me off that the niggers, they don't give a damn. You think all the killings in North St. Louis, if all those killings happened in a white community, they'd be out every day in droves. They'd be out bitching, moaning, and groaning. Now, the niggers, they bitch and moan and groan for about a half hour. They bitch and moan and groan while they're on the TV channels. But after that, we got to do something about it. You know how many years I've heard we've got to do something about the killings in the black neighborhood? They have marches. Hell, last year they had a march for safety, a march for to get rid of the killings. I swear to you, that night they had three killings in North St. Louis, and it was sometime last year. But they think that all these marches, they think that all these meetings, they think all this crap is going to help out. Now, this couple black groups, they've got $400,000 to help out in North St. Louis, to mentor kids, to get people out there to talk to the kids. I guarantee you 6 months from now, there'll be the same amount of killings because these niggers do not give a damn. They don't give a damn. They'll come and eat your free food. They'll come and take whatever we want to give them as a government. But they're going to go out and do what they do because that's their mindset. And that's their mindset because they've been getting away with it for so long, they're just going to continue to do it. Isn't it amazing? Isn't it amazing? All the crap they talk about Trump. Trump's in the paper every day in St. Louis and the surrounding areas. The killings, the needless, wantless killings throughout the nigger and throughout all of this area, but primarily in the black neighborhoods. They don't want to talk about that. Oh, two more killings yesterday. Oh, yeah, but you know what? Trump said something, and he's a racist. It all goes bad. And if you people think about it, sit back and drink your coffee and think about it, you'll know that I'm 100% right in what I say. No matter what happens, it always gets back to Trump because that's the way these greasy, sleazy, no-count, good-for-nothing, lousy, lying, bitch politicians are. They're going to set the agenda. They're going to push the agenda. That's why they hate me. That's why they've been trying since 2012 to get me off the air. And in that case keeps lingering. I'm going to court next year. And eventually, I don't think so, but eventually maybe they'll get me off the air. But it'll be a 10 or 12 year run. And I'll tell you what, until they do, I'm going to be speaking my piece. I'm going to be standing up for the proud Americans, both black and white, men and women, Democrats and Republicans. I say the proud Americans, not the sleazeball politicians, not the sleazeball niggers, the sleazeball crackers, the sleazeball hunkies. No, I'm going to be standing up and speaking up for their proud American community. And if nobody likes it, again, they can kiss my white, hairy, wrinkled, stinky, white ass. We're going to take a break. And when we come back, and I don't know if you people saw it, I did, and I am so pissed off about these New York City policemen, that these niggers doused them with water, hit them with buckets, and the policemen just kept walking. They didn't do a damn thing because of the mayor. Mayor de Blasio doesn't want the police officers in New York disrespecting the people, but I guess the people can disrespect the police officers. We'll talk about that right after this break. This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM, insane broadcasting at its best, America's bi-state voice of freedom, Renegade Radio. And as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot.
From KQQZ 1190 AM, St. Louis, Missouri, USA, you're listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio.
This program intended for mature audiences.
The Grim Reaper of Radio, death and taxes. Three things you never really want to experience. Now, let's get back to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio.
It came along. Everyone that knew him knew which side that he'd be on. He never was a hero for this county's shining light, but you could always find him standing up for what he thought was right. He'd say, you've got to stand for something or you'll fall for anything. You've got to be your own man, not a puppet on the screen. Never compromise what's right and uphold your family name. You've got to stand for something or you'll fall for anything.
Welcome, welcome, welcome back to the dark side. This is Bob Romanek, and I know some people are pissed, and they can remain pissed because I'm pissed. I don't give a damn. And I don't give a damn if they don't like me for what I say or what I do. It makes no difference. It makes no difference to me. I want to talk about these police officers in New York. These New York police officers were making an arrest. They were making an arrest. And these niggers, and it's all on video, these niggers come up to them and started throwing water on them, buckets of water. And these New York policemen just stood by, didn't arrest them, didn't do a damn thing because that asswipe crackerhead mayor, de Blasio of New York, tells these police officers you cannot disrespect the people. Now, I'll be damned, and I was an ex-police officer, let some son of a bitch do that to me today while I'm arresting somebody, and he'll have a foot up his ass and probably a gun upside his head, if not worse. But these police officers, and you have to see it, these police officers just kept doing their job, arresting this guy, letting these niggers pour water all over him. Then they threw the buckets on him, and they didn't arrest any of them. They were making another arrest in the nigger part of town. They hurled objects at him. They were doused with water in Harlan, and nobody did a damn thing. Nobody did a damn thing. They did their job and arrested the person, but these niggers kept going up to them, people, let me tell you, throwing buckets of water right on top of them, and the police just walked away. Now, I'll tell you, I don't know what's wrong with New York, but if that gets to the point in St. Louis, we all ought to move out. But I think Bill de Blasio, the mayor, I think what a piece of asswipe, white crap he is. But see, that's what happens, people, when you let this get out of hand. And I'm not talking about the proud black community. I'm talking about the niggers. They attacked the police officers, and the police officers did nothing. Now, there's going to be shootings and killings of police officers next if this crap is not stopped, and not stopped now. Not tomorrow, not day after tomorrow, not let's have a meeting and talk about it. No, let's stop it. These police officers out there put their lives on their line, and there's some police officers that I don't like, but I respect them. I respect every police officer. except the one, the bums with the badges don't respect, but I don't care if I like a police officer or not. He's got every right to make it home. He's got every right to be shown the respect that he tries to show to the community. But these niggers, as you see, they just do not give a damn. These niggers do not give a damn. They doused these policemen with water. And I said, the police just kept on walking. They made no arrest. They didn't address the situation. They didn't even turn around and say, stop doing that. I watched the videos. They just kept walking. And then one of the niggers threw a bucket, hit a police officer in the head, and a plastic bucket that they had the water in. And you know what the policeman did? Just kept walking. It says here, someone hurled a bucket at an officer, hit him in the head while he was making the arrest in Harlem. Groups of jeering bystanders could be heard reacting as people continued to throw water on the officers. She has the videos of cops being doused with water and having objects hurled at them as they made an arrest in Harlem is representable. Is representable. I'll tell you what, if the city doesn't get behind these police officers, you're going to see New York go to hell. You're going to see New York go to hell in a handbasket, because the niggers now know what happens. And they know they douse these officers. I mean, it made national news. They douse these officers and nothing happened. You don't think these niggers are going to continue to do that? You don't think these niggers are going to say, man, that's funny? I guarantee you, I just about bet everything I have that the next time that happens, there's going to be some problems. It says the police benevolent of city of New York released a statement on water bucket attacks on police officers, putting the blame on lawmakers. Hell yes, you got to put the blame on Bill de Blasio, that asswipe failed mayor of New York City. He added that the attacks were the end results of the torrent of bad policies and anti-police rhetoric. I don't give a damn about bad policies. I don't give a damn about anti-police rhetoric. I give a damn about being assaulted. And this was a crime. These police officers should have did their job and arrested the whole bunch of them. I guarantee you, if they had, there won't be any water bucketing tomorrow. There won't be any water boarding tomorrow. There won't be any water being thrown all over the police tomorrow. Now, people, this was in a street, a New York street, three or four police officers out there making arrests, and they were all assaulted by these niggers. And nothing was done. You have to see the report on television, and then you people will be as pissed at me. But let me guarantee you, let me be a police officer. I don't care black or white, but these were the niggers assaulting these police officers. And do that to me, and after you get back from the dentist office, and after you get back from bonding yourself out of jail, and after you maybe get back from the hospital, you'll know not to assault a police officer. This wasn't in the dead of night. This was during the day. This wasn't in a back alley where nobody was watching. There were people all over watching these police officers. I saw it. They poured a bucket of water on this police officer, wet as hell, and he just kept on walking. Now, maybe he was afraid, but I don't give a damn. That'd be the last time I'd be afraid, because I don't give a damn who they were. It wouldn't be pretty. And why? Because of the politicians. Make sure you see this on video, and you guys will be just as livid and as pissed as I am. And I want to salute all the proud police officers in this great country. You don't deserve it. I wish you the best. As always, we got to go. Let's remember who's creating this problem: the ass wipe bastard political parasitical punks, the perverted punks that we call politicians. And at the end of the day, that's every 2 and 4 years come election time. Let's research these son of a bitches. Let's see what all bad they've done. And let's repay them. Let's repay them by not voting for them and putting somebody in that's got some guts. This country's going to have to get some guts, because if not, we're going to destroy ourselves. We're not going to have to worry about China or Russia or Iran or Iraq. We're going to destroy ourselves. So let's continue to unite to expose these asswipe bastard political parasitical punks that we call perverted punks, that we call politicians. And at the end of the day, let's destroy them before they destroy us. No violence. Destroy them politically, of course, right here on the dark side.
All the way from Bootlip, I mean the Boot Hill of the Ozarks, Bob Romanek, the grim rapper of radio, with his brand new single, Nigga Nation. The grim rapper of radio will be performing at Snoots and More in St. Louis this weekend.
Word! This is not about the Emancipation Proclamation, but instead the low-life nigga nation. All the greasy, sleazy, violent niggers need immediate incarceration to save our great nation from extermination and annihilation through the perpetration by the nigga nation. All the nigga think about is demonstration and devastation. They got to say nigga this and nigga that, and all the good people think this is no more than defecation, especially when the nigga nation cries and screams reparation. A nigger phrase that means they want something for free, or if not, there will be a nigger congregation who in desperation will have criminal determination and expectation to destroy our great nation in violation of all of our laws. The nigger nation needs to quit selling all of the illegal deadly street medication and stop their impersonations of a porch monkey. This greasy nigger nation must finally get proper socialization and integration into a decent civilization instead of all of their thug intimidation. Why the nigger nation has an infatuation with violence and criminal association, no one knows. But if the nigger nation will act like they belong in our decent civilization, they will then get an invitation to be a respectful citizen instead of participation in all the violent confrontation. The nigger nation then needs to quit all that nasty fornication, popping out all those daddyless babies. Maybe the nigger nation ought to instead think about masturbation and copulation to the decent generation of both proud white and proud black population. The nigger nation will have a graduation from violence and then have a celebration, no longer being a low-life nigger of the nigger nation. If all this is done with proper determination, the nigger nation will then get vindication and a proclamation of dedication to quit being a nigger who wishes devastation on our great nation. But if there's any deviation from this dissertation, there will be ramification and then justification, not to give you a standing ovation or a paid vacation, but the ultimate criminal destination, a lifetime of incarceration. Now it's time for the breakdown. Nigga, and I don't mean Negro, nigga. I don't mean black man, I mean nigga. Drop the mic, bitch.
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you've been listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM Insane Broadcasting, America's Bi-State Voice of Freedom, Radical Radio, and we are, as always, proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot.
They're coming to take me away, ha-ha. They're coming to take me away, ho-ho, hee-hee, ha-ha. To the funny farm where life is beautiful all the time. And I'll be happy to see those nice young men in their clean white coats. And they're coming to take me away, ha-ha.
The Patriot.
Your First Amendment and All-American Station.
A division of Insane Broadcasting.
Renegade Radio.
KQQZ, St. Louis.